14 minutes to 6, as we always do on a Friday, we invite someone who we know and we've talked to about the serious business of whatever it is that they do as serious business, but we engage with them in a different way. We call it a song, a book, and a dish. We invite our guests to choose a song that has special meaning to them, a book that's been inspiring or special, and a dish that says something about either what they like to eat, plain and simple, or perhaps food that stirs up memories of time spent with family and friends. Our guest tonight is Dr. Nicholas Crisp, Deputy Director General in the National Department of Health. We've engaged with him a lot about COVID-19 in general and the vaccination program in particular. Dr. Crisp, welcome to 702 Drive.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
I have to start with your book, because if one is to finish this book, one needs to start as soon as possible. It is a monumental tome, Vikram Seth's A Suitable Boy. I have it on a reinforced shelf in my study, but I have to say I've picked it up with two hands, had a little rest, caught my breath, and then decided not to read it. It is 1,488 pages. Tell us why this, amongst the many books you've read, stands out so strongly.
Yeah, John, it's a magnificent book, okay. But the way to read it is to cut it in half, which my wife did,
okay.
And then you make it into two books so that you can at least lift the thing, and then you take it in turns to, when she's finished the first half, I get the first half while she read the second half, and it's the most fantastic human story. Just a lovely piece about people, nobody famous, nobody in any way remarkable other than the life of people. It was just so wonderfully written, lovely use of the words. Just a genuine human story, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Vikram Seth's book, set in post-independence India. Funnily enough, we both have wives with sharp knives who've taken them to books, because my wife did the same with Mark Gafisa's biography of Thabo Mbeki, but less optimistically, she cut it into three. By the way, I do audiobooks, but this one is 68 hours and 44 minutes. I checked. Tell us, the young Nicholas Crisp growing up in Harare, were you always a voracious reader? And if so, what did you read as a kid?
No, on the contrary. Even to get to comics, I was not interested in words. I wanted to be outside and outdoors. I wasn't interested in reading. My mother used to force me to sit down and read only what I absolutely had to. So I really only started reading after university. Getting through medical school was quite a business for me, because I wasn't a very avid reader. So, yeah, it was quite a novelty to me to really get to novels and other stories. But now I like to read. I always have at least one book, sometimes a serious book together with a less serious book.
Yes.
Right now I'm between books, so I need to decide what's next.
So if you weren't reading and you were desperate to get outside as soon as your mom was looking the other way, what were you going outside to do? What kind of things did you love growing up?
I was a devoted Boy Scout, and I just loved pitching a tent and making food in the veld, walking about out there, anything that was being in the bush and being free. We had a lot of freedom as children in those days. And as I got a little bit older, we were allowed to go out on our bicycles to the Ruhr Boy Scouts camp.
Right.
Without adult supervision. And we camped for the weekend and came home. It was a remarkably free life we had in those days, and it was just wonderful to be outdoors.
But of course you had to come back for dinner, and I don't know if then or now, your dish that you've mentioned for us is chicken a la king, which I called up the Wikipedia description. A dish consisting of diced chicken in a cream sauce, often with sherry, mushrooms and vegetables, generally served over rice, noodles or bread. Was that the kind of food that you gathered around a table to eat as a family, or is this an adult taste?
It was a special. So we grew up in a home with a relatively simple palate, and there was never a huge amount of spare cash around, but we were always fine. But this was one of the, like a special dish for us as a family, and it was all in and on rice and very nice. So it's a thing that reminds me of my mom and my brothers and sister and growing up and my dad. But it's also something my wife makes very well, so we still eat it frequently, and it's, for me, it's a sort of a comfort food, I suppose, something that's very familiar.
And meals are partly about food, but I think more profoundly about the sharing of food. Meal times, when you were, let's say, a teenager, was it eat and run, or was it a time where, like perhaps my parents did, there was an insistence that we all sit there and we talk even if we don't particularly feel like it?
Yeah, my whole life, meals have been family around the table. Even now, even when it's just my wife and myself, we sit down at the table and we have our meals together. As kids, it was like that. My dad was a very animated talker, and he used to drive the salt and pepper sellers around on the plates and things to describe what happened in the day. Yes. And we grew up like that. And then as we got older and as I married and had my children, they got subjected to the same behavior.
The control of the salt cellar props in the telling of the stories. I'm not familiar with that. Now, are you a cook?
No, not at all. I'm no good at all in the kitchen.
Okay, we'll come back to food. We'll come back to our conversation with Dr. Nicholas Crisp. It's a song, a book, and a dish. We've done the book, we've done the dish. We'll talk a little bit about music, and we'll spend a bit of time as well talking about the work that he's been doing during this period of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is 702 Drive. So, Nicholas Crisp, I mean, in terms of music in your life, first of all, are you musical? Do you sing? Do you play anything?
I'm not very musical, John. I don't play any instruments, but I do enjoy singing, and I enjoy a good round of campfire song and to sing loudly when I'm in the car by myself. I guess many people do that. Yeah,
yes.
So I enjoy, and I think I can hold a note.
So in terms of music, I mean, you're in your car, you're driving to Pretoria, it's a meeting of the Coronavirus Command Council, if indeed such things happen, or an important business thing. Do you use music to relax yourself or psych yourself up?
So it depends on the mood, I suppose. If I've had a stressful time, I enjoy a bit of reggae to just lie back and let the beat get hold of me. Or sometimes I just need something calmer. But I enjoy the music of the 70s. It's what sort of reminds me of my youth and my sort of most comfortable period of my life, I guess. And I just like the lyrics and the music of the day and the beautiful way they played the guitar in those days. But I'm not very much into music, really.
So what you chose was Magna Carta, Lord of the Ages. I suppose we'd call them a folk rock trio from the UK in the 1970s. Out of all the music you've heard, why this especially?
So it was the time when we were busy leaving our home mm-hmm. and moving here to South Africa. It was a difficult time in the country, difficult time in the family, quite disruptive. And we used to listen to this. And so I guess it's just sort of stuck with me. My kids love it. My brothers and I enjoy it. It's just been part of our lives, I guess, since that time.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, Deputy Director General in the National Department of Health, sharing with us his song, his book, and his dish. And we play out with a song he chose. It's by Magna Carta. It's called Lord of the Ages.